USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has passed President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief plan following a marathon overnight session in a key vote that puts new stimulus checks and expanded unemployment checks one step closer to the pockets of Americans. Following 27 hours of debate, Democrats pushed through the legislation in a party-line vote of 50 to 49. The legislation now heads back to the House for final approval before hitting Biden's desk for his signature. That would be his first major legislative victory. Democrats, who have the slimmest of majorities in the Senate, were united in passing the legislation. They say that it will help rescue the economy and end the coronavirus pandemic that has claimed more than 500,000 lives. The Senate has been in session for 27 hours straight, despite objections from Republicans. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
As states begin to lift coronavirus restrictions, a new national study shows that states that do have a mask mandate have less cases per capita. This means masks do help slow the spread of the virus. The study also finds indoor dining does increase cases and deaths. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he never knew he was making anyone uncomfortable. Now a growing number of Republicans and Democrats are urging him to resign over allegations of sexual harassment. Former aide Charlotte Bennett calls him a textbook abuser.
He lets his temper and his anger rule the office, but he was very sweet to me for a year in the hopes that maybe one day when he came on to me, I would think we were friends or that it was appropriate.
Bennett appearing on the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is now taking on big tech political censorship. USA's John Clemens reports.
The legislation would help prohibit social media companies from censoring the viewpoints expressed by Texans.
Conservative speech will not be canceled in the state of Texas. We need to recognize, in Texas, maybe in particular in Texas, we see that the First Amendment is under assault by these social media companies, and that is not going to be tolerated in Texas.
Governor Greg Abbott also said websites like Facebook and Twitter have evolved into a modern-day public square, but said those platforms have begun controlling the flow of information. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Some churches in Florida are having a tough time. USA's Mike Fortier has more.
Some thieves appear to be targeting several churches in Central Florida. Surveillance videos show people stealing cash donations from church mailboxes. One pastor says thieves took hundreds of dollars. Another church in Apopka victimized three times. Their pastor tells Orlando's Fox 35 he understands people are facing tough times, but so are churches.
But a lot of churches are struggling because tithe and offering and that sort of thing is way down because people are not in church.
Another pastor says he believes in forgiveness, but he also wants justice. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.